This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Joy Chan. Mysticism, a study in the nature and development of spiritual consciousness, by Evelyn Underhill. In honorum omnium animarum mysticarum. Lume e lasso che visibile face, lo creatore a quella creatura, che solo in lui vedera alla sua pace. Paradise 3:100. When love has carried us above all things, we receive in peace the incomprehensible light, enfolding us and penetrating us. What is this light, if it be not a contemplation of the infinite, an intuition of eternity? We behold that which we are, and we are that which we behold, because our being, without losing anything of its own personality, is united with the divine truth. Ruzborik. Man is the meeting point of various stages of reality. Rudolf Eucken. Preface to the 12th edition. Since this book first appeared 19 years ago, the study of mysticism, not only in England, but also in France, Germany, and Italy, has been almost completely transformed. From being regarded, whether critically or favourably, as a byway of religion, it is now more and more generally accepted by theologians, philosophers, and psychologists as representing in its intensive form the essential religious experience of man. The labours of a generation of religious psychologists, following and to some extent superseding the pioneer work of William James, have already done much to disentangle its substance from the psychophysical accidents which often accompany mystical apprehension. Whilst we are less eager than our predecessors to dismiss all accounts of abnormal experience as the fruit of superstition or disease, no responsible student now identifies the mystic and the ecstatic, or looks upon visionary and other extraordinary phenomena as either guaranteeing or discrediting the witness of the mystical saints. Even the remorseless explorations and destructive criticisms of the psychoanalytic school are now seen to have effected a useful work, throwing into relief the genuine spiritual activities of the psyche, while explaining in a naturalistic sense some of their less fortunate psychophysical accompaniments. The philosophic and theological landscape also, with its increasing emphasis on transcendence, its new friendliness to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?